Hello, it's Rhi here, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by Richard Matthew. We continue our news items, which include tributes to the mighty Hot Rod Hector, Neil Walker, and support grows for harsher laws for dangerous cyclists. But first, a report reveals the critical care unit was above safe capacity levels at our hospital.
Figures show that 22 of the 25 critical care beds in the unit were full. That is an occupancy of 88%, but guidelines say that any higher than 85% and patient safety could be compromised. But an NNUH, Norwich and Norfolk University Hospital, spokesman said, around 1,600 patients utilise the facilities on the critical care complex, and demand increases every year. Phase one of our expansion plan was completed last year to expand by 4 beds, which had a really positive impact on planned operations and staff and patient experience. A further expansion is planned later this year. The chair of the British Medical Association Consultant Committee, Dr. Rob Harwood, said that critical care units work hard to keep occupancy at a lower level to allow them to accept unpredictable emergency admissions. He said, if units are down to the last couple of beds, then critical care consultants have to start making very difficult decisions about who to admit. These pressures can no longer be blamed on the winter, he added. The NHS has been starved of resources over the last 8 to 10 years, and we still expect it to deliver the goods. Dr. Harwood said that improving the availability of critical care beds would involve a significant investment in recruiting and retaining more staff to run them. He said, without this, the NHS will continue to fail to meet demand. Patients will continue to suffer unnecessarily, and the current workforce will be stretched even more thinly.
A sculpture symbolising the campaign for nuclear disarmament has visited Norwich on its tour of the UK. Visitors to Norwich city centre may have spotted the large sculpture of the CND symbol that was erected in front of the bandstand in Chapelfield Gardens by a team of volunteers, including Martin Schmeirer, the Lord Mayor of Norwich. The initial location was chosen for its proximity to the City Peace Pillar, which was donated to Norwich in 1984 to commemorate the bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945. Following the assembly of the symbol, Mr. Schmeirer addressed the volunteers and signed a petition calling for nuclear weapons to be banned.
The owner of a Norfolk taxi firm has called on the government for support, having been forced to end its exclusive service for wheelchair users, which had served the community for 18 years. Enterprise Taxis, based in Drayton, had previously been one of the only providers of wheelchair-adapted minibuses in Norfolk, but it had to finish the amenity due to crippling financial pressures. Owner of Enterprise Taxis, John Walker, said, "It genuinely angers and upsets me that we've had to end this service. I was in a wheelchair myself for 4 years after a nasty accident, so I entirely understand the frustrations around being a wheelchair user. The specially adapted minibuses cost £40,000 to buy and £700 a month to run." Mr. Walker, 45, said, "If the government subsidised the minibuses, I would buy as many as I could afford. But their monthly running cost is so high, and I can't charge my drivers anywhere near that to rent them. I've written to Chris Grayling many times in the last few years about the issue, but he only responds directly to his constituents. It just makes you feel like the Transport Department doesn't care about the wheelchair community." The firm will still be offering a full service to wheelchair users, but will no longer have vehicles which can load passengers still in their chairs into the vehicle via a ramp.
Plans to introduce offences of causing death by dangerous or careless cycling have been supported in Norfolk. Cyclists who kill pedestrians would be treated in a similar way to dangerous drivers under the new legislation. The laws are being proposed by the government after 44-year-old mother of two, Kim Briggs, was knocked over and killed by a bicycle courier in February 2016. In an online poll, 85% of those taking part said the change in the law would be a good idea. Among those posting on the site, Ian Rowley said, "Everybody should be liable for their actions, from hurting someone else to damaging another vehicle." Cara Coley added, "There should be consequences. We cannot exclude and have different rules. A cycle is a mode of transport that can be controlled by a cyclist." Mrs. Briggs' widower, Matthew, supports the proposed new laws. He said, "This public consultation is an important step towards updating the arcane laws that are currently being used to prosecute cycling offences."
Rail passengers with disabilities have been given an early demonstration of the new intercity and regional trains being built for Greater Anglia in Switzerland. The rail company took a wheelchair user, a blind person, and a visually impaired man with a guide dog to visit Stadler in Switzerland, where 58 of the company's new trains are being made. During a previous visit, the group had suggested a number of different adjustments to the design of the trains to make them easier to use for disabled people. They were told that the Swiss train manufacturer was able to incorporate the majority of their suggestions, including installing an additional emergency button at floor level in the accessible toilet and installing a modesty screen between a raised section of seating and a disabled section on the trains. The group got to see some of those adjustments. They also tested prototype ramps and suggested modifications to the design to make it easier for wheelchair users to get on and off the trains.
A true Norfolk legend has passed away aged 51, with tributes pouring in for Neil Walker, known by the music community as Hot Rod Hector. Mr. Walker was a DJ on Norwich's independent radio station Future Radio. He was also the frontman for Hedge Monkey's Skiffle Troupe, which drew fans from across the country. Bandmate and Mr. Walker's best friend of 20 years, Stephen, inverted commas, Spike Pike, said, "You have to go a long way to find a nicer chap than Neil. He was a proper mod who loved all the 60s music, like The Who, and then he got into punk music and began really enjoying that. He was well-read and knowledgeable about the industry. When he left Future, he started as our frontman, and we couldn't have asked for a better lead." Mr. Walker, who lived in Wacton near Long Stratton, was diagnosed with a range of cancers last month and died at the Priscilla Bacon Lodge.
The latest attempts to build homes on the site of a Methodist church in Norwich's Golden Triangle have been knocked back by councillors. Wyndham-based developer, The Interesting Building Company, is looking to build homes where St. Peter's Methodist Church stands on Park Lane in the city, and has made a number of separate bids to do so. At a meeting of Norwich City Council's planning committee, the company saw not one but two separate applications for the sites refused by members. Both schemes were scaled back drafts, proposing 10 new homes rather than the 20 originally refused. The two applications were almost identical, with the exception that one would have seen the church and associated buildings completely demolished, while the other proposed conversion of the main church building. However, after hearing objections from members of the public, the committee unanimously voted to support officer recommendations to refuse both schemes. And now to Information Desk